This episode is brought to you by What's Next, my new group coaching program designed to help you find some clarity around your next steps in work and life. Times of transition can be challenging and frustrating as we wait for the pathway in front of us to unfold. In this program, we focus on what you're learning during this in-between time, what obstacles are keeping you from moving forward, and where you can trust yourself more to move forward with confidence. Over 4 weeks, we'll reflect together and hold space for one another. Sessions start Sunday, July 7th, and if you join in before July 1st, you'll receive a complimentary private coaching session with me on a topic of your choice. Learn more and register at katielinder.work/next. You're listening to You've Got This, episode 147. Welcome to You've Got This, a weekly podcast for higher education professionals looking to increase their confidence and capacity for juggling the day-to-day demands of an academic life. I'm your host, Dr. Katie Linder. On this episode, I want to offer a debrief of my creative retreat that, as I record this, I'm wrapping up today. And I have just spent 9 days kind of working on creative projects, and it has been so much fun. I've had such a good time during this creative retreat, and I worked hard, but it felt great to make some progress on some of the projects that I had on my list. So I thought I would offer an update of how things went each day of the retreat and what I decided to work on, how my schedule went in terms of the things that I had planned. Did I actually do them? And just give you kind of some overall impressions. And this is a retreat, just to kind of give some context, that I take a couple times a year, usually in December, and then around this time at the end of May or into the summer. And I started planning for this retreat last week. I had a couple bigger projects that I wanted to work on. And then I was also hoping to get ahead on some content creation for June and some scheduling of content in July, because I'm going to do another restful July project where I take the month off of content creation. So one important thing to know about the retreat is that every day, this is something I'm so proud of, I started the day with morning pages and a walk. And I've gotten into this habit of doing 3 pages of writing every morning just to kind of dump stuff out of my brain a little bit, get ready for the day. And then I went on a walk of between 60 and 90 minutes, depending on how much time I had, how much energy I had. And then I would dive into that day's projects. Now, I had a schedule of what I wanted to do, and that worked for about 3 days, and then I went off schedule. So the first day was a Saturday. As I record this, it is a Sunday. So I included 2 weekends into this retreat and then 5 weekdays. So on the first day, I went ahead and focused on doing a lot of the show notes templates for my June podcast episodes. I wanted to prep the episodes that we're going to release this past week. And I also really wanted to make some headway on starting to edit season 5 of Make Your Way, which is going to be coming a little bit later this summer. So that took me a little bit to create all the templates for the show notes. And I also wanted the day to be kind of restful because I was coming off of a work week. This was a Saturday. So I did some reading and just a couple other like really small tasks that I had on my list of things to do. But the main headway that I made that day was really focusing on getting some of those templates ready to go on my website. On day 2, I also felt like I was kind of catching up on rest a little bit. I had 2 90-minute group coaching sessions to facilitate throughout that day, and I did a lot of reading that day. I've been kind of processing some books that have been helping me think through my new group coaching program, so I did a lot of reading for that. And I ended up taking a 90-minute nap as well. I did a lot of napping during this retreat, especially on days where I had heavy creation. So you'll see a theme kind of happening here. And then I also did some food prep for the week to make sure that I had something I could eat for my lunch throughout the week, and I wouldn't have to worry about, you know, getting that ready to go each day. I should pause here to say, if you're interested in the full rundown of the retreat and all my to-do items, I have saved a story in Instagram on my profile page that you can go and kind of see the rundown. And it's just listed under 2019 retreat. Okay, so on day three, this is when I went ahead and scheduled all of the July podcast content since it's coming from the archives. So I chose the episodes, I edited the episodes to add a little tag in the beginning about the Restful July project and got all of them scheduled and ready to go, which means I think it was between 24, 25 episodes that we're releasing that month. So it was a task to make sure that they were all scheduled and ready to go when they needed to be. And then I dove into creating the course site, the payment page, and the landing page for my new group coaching program called What's Next. And you've heard the little ad for it by now. And this is coming in July. I'm so excited about it. But this is a program that I just felt like a lot of my coaching clients have been going through transitions. They've been wanting support as they're making big life and work decisions. And so this is a program to help with that and to provide that support. And so I dove into really thinking about what was the program about and how did I want to describe it to people? And then I created that web page on my website. So it is now at katielinder.work/next if you want to check it out. But that was quite a bit of work. That took me most of the day to do the website design and to start to put the course site together and all of that, doing some kind of the back-end logistics work. And then I took a two-hour nap because creating takes a lot of energy. So I took another nap that day. I facilitated a writing group. I had some other little things I did throughout the day. But the big project was getting that group coaching stuff ready to go. Okay, so that was Monday. Then I went out for a walk after my nap, and I came back and I recorded 6 podcast episodes. So I was able to squeeze in just a little bit more work at the end of the day once I had a second wind. That takes us into Tuesday. So this is day 4 of the creative retreat. And this is when I went off schedule because I was so excited about this new coach training program that I'm developing. And I will definitely talk about this more in the future. It's just not coming up for a while because it doesn't launch until early 2020, probably in like late January. And so it seems kind of silly to be talking about it now. And I don't have a website for it. And I don't have kind of all the information put together yet. But I made major headway on getting this organized over my creative retreat. And that felt so good. So on this day, day 4, I kind of devoted the entire day to trying to figure out the training schedule and trying to think about the syllabus, the schedule of topics, the learning objectives, and also really trying to figure out what were the program benefits, the elements of it, the curriculum foundations that I was going to be using, because I'm trying to get this program certified, or I will be getting this program certified through the International Coach Federation. And as you can imagine, they have all these different requirements. And so I was trying to figure out a way to put all of those requirements into a relatively small period of time of about 6 months, which is the minimum amount of time that they need you to be running a program before they'll certify it. And I want to get it certified as soon as possible. That's a really important thing to me about designing this program, is that the people who go through it can get an ICF certification. So I spent a lot of day 4 working on this, totally fell into a flow state, had so much fun. This was probably one of my favorite things that I worked on during the retreat. And I give some kind of sneak peeks of the training calendar and some of the slide decks that I'm starting to create to explain the coach training on my Instagram stories if you want to take a look at that. Okay, so then on Wednesday, which is day 5, I had kind of an exciting package come, which was a Vera desk, which is a kind of standing desk that you can install in your office. I also ordered a Vera chair, which allows you to kind of perch if you are standing for a while and you want to take a bit of a rest. And I installed those in my office on Wednesday, and I have been standing ever since. I'm super happy to have a standing desk because when I am working in my home office, I'm in there for quite some time. And I just appreciate being able to move around and be on my feet instead of constantly be sitting. So the day 5 also was kind of a rest day for me because I had a visit from some family and we went to lunch. But I was able to take a couple client calls. I had a tech check for a keynote that I gave the following day that was virtual. And I did a couple other kind of little things that were on my list as well. Of course, I took a nap. And then at the end of the day, I started editing season 5 of Make Your Way. So a lot of little things happened on day 5. But the big exciting thing was the installation of that Vera desk. Okay, so on Thursday, which is day six, I got up super early because I had a 6:30 a.m. Like curtain call, basically, for this virtual keynote that I had to give at 7, but I needed to be on the Zoom call with them at 6:30 to check everything. And so I was up walking super early so that I could make sure and fit that in before I did the keynote. And then I gave the keynote, which was great, and went back to editing season 5 of Make Your Way. So the big things that happened on that day is I facilitated that virtual keynote. I edited actually like 6 episodes of Make Your Way, and it's a longer show. So that's a good chunk of time that I spent editing that podcast. I'm super excited to share the episodes for season 5 with you all. I started to do some wireframe brainstorming for a new website design that I'm working on. And I also fit in 2 client coaching sessions, writing a blog post, and I went to a quick doctor's appointment. So day 6 was kind of packed with all kinds of things, but it felt really great to get the virtual keynote done because that was something that I had been kind of thinking about throughout the week and was glad to have that checked off my list. Okay, so day 7 was Friday, and I had a call with a different keynote client to learn more about an event that I'll be keynoting in August, which was great just to kind of hear about their event goals. I met with a coaching client, then I finished editing season 5 of Make Your Way, so that is all done, ready to go. Sarah is currently creating the show notes, so we're getting that ready for everybody. And then I also made a list and started organizing the different coaching activities that I'm including in my training program. And those coaching activities, there's probably about 40 of them that I'm going to be sharing with the people going through the program so that they have lots of different kinds of tools in their toolbox. But I needed to kind of think about the order in which I would introduce those tools and what were the topics that they were most closely aligned with that I would be including in the training. So I started to do some of that work on day 7. And actually, what I ended up doing was taking basically index cards and writing a different tool on each card, and then literally like physically organizing them by putting them in front of me so that I could change up the order and kind of see what would work for that. Also on day 7, I snuck out in the afternoon and got a quick haircut. So definitely fitting in some personal appointments during this creative retreat. So it was definitely a nice balance that day. Okay, so Saturday, this is yesterday as I record this, and I'm starting to get to the end of this creative retreat and starting to feel a little bit like the pressure of like, what else can I get done in the time that I have? So I wanted to make sure that I devoted a little bit more time to creating the workbook for the What's Next coaching program. That was something I really wanted to check off my list. And I had gotten the registration up and the website. I knew what I wanted to include in the workbook, but I hadn't designed it yet. So I spent the first part of Saturday, the first few hours, designing that workbook and getting it ready to go. And it ended up being about 30 pages, which made sense to me because the 7 weeks program has a workbook that's about double that. But the 7 weeks program is also about double the amount of time that we spend together as a group. So it was about 30 pages that I designed. And then I went and dove back into my coaching training syllabus. And oh my gosh, I had so much fun. So I basically organized the schedule in a lot more detail, and I was able to map onto that schedule. And for all of you who understand syllabus design, you'll know exactly what I'm talking about. I mapped on the learning objectives, which are quite a few because they're based on some ICF core competencies. And I had to map them onto the different topics and the different weeks of what was being included in the training. And this is a training that has 44 sessions. It happens over 22 weeks, and each of the sessions is going to be about 2 hours long. So it's a lot. It's a lot of time investment for the participants. It's a lot of time investment for me. And I want to make sure that what we're covering is interesting, but also definitely aligned with what ICF requires. So ICF probably has, I would say, about 30 different things that need to be covered in terms of learning objectives. And so I had to make sure all of them got included somewhere, and also that I was really putting everything in an order that would make sense. Now, if you know me at all, you know this is like my happy place to do course design, to organize things, to think about structure and timing. And I just fell into it, into the most wonderful flow state all afternoon, working on the syllabus and getting it to a place that felt really good in terms of where everything was going to be fitting. And this is really what I was hoping to get done so that I could start drafting the training manual. And I needed to know the order in which everything was going to happen so that I could draft kind of a book that would go along with this for the participants. So that was, again, one of my favorite parts of this whole retreat, was working on that syllabus and the whole kind of coach training program in total. Okay, so then at the end of that day, I also scheduled some June social media posts that we'll be sharing about the What's Next program on Twitter and LinkedIn. So I, again, kind of squeezed in a couple smaller tasks on that day as well. And then that leads me to today, the final day of the retreat, which I decided to devote to primarily podcast editing. I wanted to see how far I could get in terms of scheduling some things for June, and I had already recorded about 6 episodes. And so far, I've been able to edit, I think, 3 of those 6. I had definitely hoped to get a little bit further into June content creation in terms of podcast and blog writing, but I would say I'm so happy with what I was able to get done on the bigger projects that I had on my plate that I almost don't even care that I wasn't able to make as much progress for June, because July is set and ready to go. And I have a lot of time on the weekends in June to kind of get this, the rest of the podcast episodes and things for the month figured out. So I'm actually feeling really good about where I'm leaving things. So today I have been editing some podcast episodes. I also did take another nap because, you know, as I found through this retreat, those are very important to me as I'm creating. It's really important to get my brain to rest a little bit. I also took a little bit of time to go out and do some shopping for some summer clothing. So that happened today. And then I also am leading the final session of the second spring 7 weeks to Radical Self-Trust program tonight. So the day was mostly focused on kind of wrapping up a lot of little tasks that I had on my plate as I close out this retreat. So overall, it's been super successful. I think it really helps me to have a plan going in, but also to be willing to be flexible with that plan, that if it doesn't work out quite the way I want it to, I just kind of shuffle things around. But I know what the big goals are, and that's the important part, is knowing what do I really want to make headway on. And I really try to focus on the things that need my brain space. They need that flow state. And it's hard for me sometimes to find that uninterrupted time when I'm not on retreat. And especially if I feel like I'm going to need a couple of days to let some things percolate. Now, of course, my brain has just been on overdrive. And having the morning walks was so helpful. Even this morning when I was walking, I was taking a ton of notes on the coach training and what I want to include and a lot of the logistics I need to still work out. And I've already had several people inquire with me about it. And so I'm trying to track that and make sure, kind of think about the timing of when do I actually want to open registration for it. And so just having that time in the morning to really process the previous day's work and to think about what was ahead was a really helpful thing. Once I get into kind of my mode of creating things, my brain gets so happy and just wants to spit out all kinds of ideas. It's like the faucet gets turned on and I just need to be ready to write them down and think about them and synthesize, you know, the kinds of ideas that are coming to me. So there are a couple other things that I was definitely thinking about in the background in the midst of these other projects I was working on. One is definitely a website redesign that I'm starting to think about, and also some branding work that I'm considering outsourcing. And I will definitely share if I decide to do that and kind of where that goes. But it allowed me the time to really let my brain have the space to focus on some of the bigger questions, problems, and projects that I've been wanting to work on for quite some time. So I'm happy to answer any additional questions you might have about this creative retreat. Again, I want to remind you that you can go to my Instagram stories and look at the saved story in my profile if you want all the details. But I would also love to know if you are planning any kind of creative retreat over this summer or in the coming months for our friends on the other side of the world this winter or in the coming months, and how you schedule it. What are the kinds of things that you like to try to do when you set some time aside to work on those bigger projects? projects. So you can always contact me by email at contact@katielinder.work. You can tweet to me at katie_linder. You can connect with me on Instagram at katie_linder, or you can write me a letter at P.O. Box 1621 in Albany, Oregon, 97321. Thanks for listening. Thanks for listening to this episode of You've Got This. Show notes and a transcript for this episode can be found at katielinder.work/podcasts. You've Got This is part of the Radical Self-Trust podcast channel, a collection of content dedicated to helping you seek self-knowledge, nurture your superpowers, playfully experiment, live your core values with intention, practice loving kindness toward yourself and others, and settle into your life's purpose. Learn more about the RST channel at katielinder.work/podcasts. If you found this episode helpful, please also consider rating and/or reviewing the show in iTunes. Thanks for listening.